The content of this program is meant for educational purposes only, because knowledge is power. However, the controversial subject matter discussed may not necessarily reflect the views of this station, its management, staff, or its advertisers. The Power Hour has been in existence since the turn of the 21st century. The need for independent media is more critical than ever as people search for the truth. For the past 20 years, the Power Hour has focused on subjects which inform and educate about the real challenges we face as a nation. Join us as we discuss the Constitution, current events, and natural health solutions with the best experts on radio. Learn from some of the most insightful commentators you'll find in talk radio. Now, here's your host of the Power Hour, Dave Krieger.
And good morning. It's Tuesday. Back to the grind now. Holiday's over. It's 7:01 in the morning. Yes, and it's Central Time for those of you tuning in, wherever you may be tuning in from. The number is 844-769-2944. That is our toll-free number for you to call up and engage if you so desire, even at this, what some people consider ungodly, this hour. Yeah. Nope, it's never too early. Never too early to do your shopping either, especially when it comes to your health. That's why the Power Mall, if you're a brand new customer, you get 10% off your first order. We're going to do that for you. All you have to use the code FIRST and the number 10 at checkout or when you order by phone. Say FIRST 10 and you get 10% off your first order. We have Martin Pitella from Transderma Minerals on the show today. 8:30, he'll be joining us. That's why we have 10% off Miracle 2 and Transdermal Minerals products, which consist of the magnesium oil and prill beads. We also have 10% off iComplex CS, formulated by Dr. Robert Abel. And for those of you interested in the Winter Wellness Bundle, we still have it for $53. Two boxes of silver lozenges, vitamin C and vitamin D, bottle of each. And, of course, you can still add the silver gel, 24 part per million, and OptiVita silver liquid, 10 part per million, which, of course, I have right here in my trusted little glass. For those of you watching, you can see me take a sip. Now, of course, we have social media presence as well here on the Power Hour. Power Hour Nation on Twitter and Facebook, and, of course, Truth Social. Power Hour, The Power Hour, and Power Hour Host. We're there. Every so often I will make a truthful comment. And, of course, we appreciate your donations. And for those of you tuning in for the first time, like Joe B. yesterday, we said hi to you. You found your way back, and now you're a regular listener. We appreciate that. And, of course, you want to make a donation, you go to thepowerhour.com and click the Support Us tab. Or you can even call Jay if you want to make a donation at the Power Hour at 877-817-9829 for those of you who don't have internet. So, aside from Martin Pitella's interest, we have some educational material here to cover because Joe Kelly in his intro did say education, and that is how we pronounce the Vietnamese word spelled P-H-U-C. It's not like F-U-C, you know what. It's phu. All right, just for those of you who want to know, I had to look it up, all right? Because I'm not going to get in the air and start using it. People going, Jerry Krieger, he used an expletive. Call the FCC. Now, I was trying to pronounce this Vietnam president last name, Nguyen, Quan, X-U-A-N, you know, Phu, P-H-U-C. And see, there is a place in Thailand called Phuket, right? I'm serious. Go look it up. I mean, can you see that? You want to take a trip over to, whatever, you know, up, out it comes. Phuket, right? Now I think everybody knows what that is, right? I think we know. There is a place, a vacation spot named that. Why they would name something like that, I don't know. It's because Americans probably would use the expletive in pronouncing it. So there's your educational pronunciation for today. But this gentleman here, the president of Vietnam, has submitted his resignation after the ruling Communist Party found him responsible for violations and wrongdoing of numerous officials under him, according to the country's official news agency. Is 68 years of age, has held the largely ceremonial position for less than 2 years, and it was, of course, not immediately clear who would replace him. So, understand, if you're listening to the show, I did not just use an expletive, all right? Education, all right? Now, the Chinese are reporting, you take this for what it's worth, COVID-19, the count so far, 900 million people, 900 million people infected with COVID-19. According to studies, officials report 60,000 deaths in the past month. Gee, what a great bioweapon they have. Yeah, my grandma, what big bioweapons you have. Yeah. The better to infect you, my dear. Yeah. And that was a research group led by Professor Ma Jingjing. Yeah. It's just kind of like Jingjing, which is J-I-N-G, J-I-N-G. Oh, more education. You can say Jingjing, or if you're talking about Big Pharma, Ching-Ching, because they made all the money. Yeah. They're doing online searches for fever and cough. What do you think that's going to amount to? Whatever happened to the flu? Or the fru? Yeah, we don't know. Whatever happened to the fru? It kind of left the radar, didn't it, when this bioweapon came out? And, of course, now, focusing on the World Economic Forum, the Davos Summit has doubled down on environmental, social, government policies and amid shortages, inflation, and rising dissent. Rising dissent. You see, this is what Klaus Schwab and his bunch of elitist cronies have to worry about, is rising dissent. Shortages created by them, and he's calling this a year of polycrises. We must deal with polycrises. You really think that? You ever heard of Animal Farm, Klaus Schwab? You know what happens at the end, don't you? Yeah. Yeah, we don't have to have Big Brother in 1984. We can get rid of your Orwellian types very easily. And see, that generally happens. People find you when you least expect it because you put somebody in a situation where they have been made uncomfortable. And it's a matter of them or you surviving. People who get displaced from their homes and move into tent cities and the temperature starts dropping below freezing, they start thinking about really strongly who caused their dilemma. They don't want to admit that they had a problem. No, they want, like our government has taught us all, point fingers. That sounds like fun, huh? Point fingers. Yeah, the World Economic Forum wants to embrace the metaverse to create a global collaboration village. Because, you know, as Hillary said, it takes a village. Wow. You know, and they want to elevate the World Health Organization and make them all superior to the world's governments. Good luck with that. In the United States of America, we have the supremacy clause here, and that means that if it goes against our Constitution, the treaty's no good. So whatever you all think, if you're thinking that this treaty is going to supersede our Constitution, now you can kiss that one goodbye, because that can be challenged in the Supreme Court, and the Supreme Court can rule that treaty as violating our constitutional rights. We still have it, despite what these commie pigs in Washington think, that they can just sit there and manipulate us and manipulate our laws through the use of treaties, and the treaties have no force in effect under God's law because we have the right to exist. And that doesn't mean that we have to go out and get an MRA jab and alter our complete system. God says we have the right to exist. He gave you a sound mind, and he said, brethren, I would not have you to be ignorant. That means he gave you a brain to critically think with. And if you're going to think with only half your brain, and I'm pointing downward, If you're only going to think with half of it, hey, you're already losing out. You're on the wrong end of the stick. Wow, boy, play on words today, the euphemisms, huh? And see, the thing is according to all of these people out there that think they're better than us, that they know more about what's going to happen here, climate research, climate impact. Oh, my God, the world's going to end in 8 years if we don't do something. This is just bullpucky. These people have absolutely no idea they're living in a utopian world. And, you know, the thing is if you put them all in a room, all the elitists in one building, and you said, okay, there's nobody else here. The rest of the world is gone. There is no one else here but you guys. Well, my goodness, we're going to have to elect somebody to grow our vegetables. And how's that going to happen? We have nobody to serve us because they're all gone. You see, then they end up cannibalizing each other. Who are we going to roast today? Yeah, Schwab, he made a tasty morsel, wouldn't he? Cook him over an open skewer. Rotisserie Schwab. How about that? That's a good meal, right? Yeah, the rest of Davos. Imagine locking them all up in a room. If you locked them all up in a building and then the building just accidentally got nuked somehow, I mean, then all the elitists would be gone. And we wouldn't have this problem. We'd go out about our business, which everybody's doing anyway. They're just not paying much attention to what's going on, but they want to make you pay for your personal excessive carbon emissions. Ooh, what does that mean? If you fart too much, you're going to pay a tax? Well, I mean, they're doing it to cattle over in New Zealand. The stupidity of these people. Can you believe that there are people out there that dense? They fall for this garbage? Seriously. They fall for this garbage. They're in their own little world. And as long as we're talking about own little world, you gotta wonder some things on censorship and what Biden talked about yesterday in his MLK speech. Here again, what little brains he has are coming out of the woodwork. Yeah, he had to give a speech yesterday. Jim Crow wasn't mentioned, but he reiterated his belief that it's time to ban the number of bullets that can go in a magazine. And I'm like, dude, you wouldn't know a firearm if it bit you in the ass, would you? Ban the number of bullets that go in a magazine. It's a quote. Can't take it back. Dummkopf. Oh, we got to ask the simple question. You can't take it back. And he wants to ban all assault weapons. He wants to ban all assault weapons. I've done it before. I can do it again. No, you can't. We have a Second Amendment, sir. You apparently forget about the Constitution in your own little feeble mind. And he added, and ban the number of bullets that go in a magazine. This is about as nutty as you can get. Before he talked about December 7th, remember Pearl Harbor Day? Last year he reported he was going to push to limit the number of bullets that can be in a cartridge. And I'm like, sir, who wrote your speech? Somebody that doesn't own a... Oh, here, we did a new suggestion. Schwab on a kebab. Oh, I like that one. Kebab Schwab. Schwab kebab. Would you like a Schwab kebab? We've got your taste, very tasty Schwab kebabs. We will fix you up. Schwab kebabs. Would you like a Schwab kebab? We got that. You want some onion on your Schwab kebab? We put some bulgogi on your Schwab kebab. Make it very tasty. Wow. I love it when the audience brings their own material. Even our own production staff, man. I mean, everybody's got it. At this hour of the morning, I mean, you got to have an open mind. See, I always used to tell my dad, minds are like parachutes. If they're not open, they don't work. And for that, I got a newspaper thrown at me. You know, because he was the Archie Bunker type, if you know. the way they were. You know, it's just like, thank God this morning it wasn't hot coffee like it was yesterday. But, you know, the thing is, he had a German father just like, go Schwab, Schwab kebab. Hey, Dad, you want a Schwab kebab? Yes, we'd like to put Schwab kebab, burn them at the stake. Sounds like fun. They used to do that to witches, remember? Yeah, we could play a little, put a little Soundgarden Heretic on, you know, and play a little while we're roasting Schwab kebabs. there you go. All right, and your people are going, okay, what's he ranting about now? Now, I see Biden is out there making all these comments about stuff he doesn't know about. If he knew anything about firearms, I mean, his own people have to be sitting there going, what a dork. You're letting your senility out of the bag, sir. And you know what's really funny about our Congress? They're not doing a damn thing about it. Where's the 25th Amendment when you need it? Get him out. No, they don't want to do that because you know who would take over? Miss Venn diagram herself. Oh, we can't have that now, can we? You see, they've got this all figured out. How they were going to do this, pick the worst sucky person, former attorney general that doesn't have a brain, that can't complete a sentence without laughing. So you got two brainless idiots in the White House. And if you get rid of one, then you got to get rid of the other. And how are you going to do that? She hadn't done anything to upset everybody, only her staff, and they're all quitting. So you got to wonder about the dysfunction. They put the funk in dysfunctional, didn't they? So anyway, this craziness of the World Health Organization, Tedros, maybe he would like a Schwab kebab. Oh, I love it. Hey, we came up with a new one here. We're gonna start referring to Klaus as a Schwab kebab. Because I don't know what these people are going to do in their own utopic little world. If they get rid of everybody, they have no servants. So they're going to have to grow their own food. How long do you think that's going to last? Hey, what's on the menu today? Schwab kebab. we ate the cheapest guy in the bunch. Yeah, we sure did. Was it tasty?
Ooh, very tasty. Hey, Rocky, watch me pull the rabbit out of my hat.
That trick never works.
Nothing up my sleeve.
Oh, is that a Schwab kebab?
Well, it certainly is.
There you go. Little Rocket J. Squirrel and Bullwinkle Moose. Yeah, it's only 7:17 in the morning. Hey, can we start out like that with a little impersonation? Well, you know, it's the best form of flattery. Texas, by the way, I don't say I didn't tell you. There's this little court case out there way back when called Texas versus White. And apparently everybody kind of thought that the Supreme Court made the decision that Texas v. White, well, it's one of the worst, you know, Supreme Court decisions ever rendered related to the right of self-government. And apparently now that TNM, the Texas Nationalist Movement, is currently in a legal battle with Meta, the apparent company of Facebook, over censorship of TNM's content about Texas. Well, the lawsuit to fight for your freedom of speech has brought to the forefront the issue of Texas's right to self-determination and the preservation of a Republican form of government. I mean, isn't that what everybody wants? Republican form of government? Conservative? Don't let them spend any more than they take in. You see, I remember a long time ago when I had a SCORE counselor come to my business. And SCORE stands for, it's an acronym, Service Corps of Retired Executives. And these are guys that are successful business people. So they came to my business and they sat down and they said, well, the first thing you got to know is in order to be successful, you got to spend less than what you take in. I hope we made that very clear. In other words, if you're spending $100 million and you're only taking in $90 million a year, you're losing. You are in the negative column. So you got to figure out a way to budget. Wait, this government doesn't know how to do that. They have raised, look how many times they've raised a debt ceiling. These morons will lie to you just to get elected. They turn around, spend the next 2 years trying to get elected again and elected again. And every year, the convention of states just keeps growing and growing, just like Texas. Every time this nonsense and fighting over who's going to be speaker and the Republican Party, and they see all the alienation and the finger pointing, more and more people say, you know what? This idea of Texas being an independent republic doesn't sound like a bad idea after all. What do you say? We support it. You see, this is the thing. They push you in the opposite direction. And of course, I've heard from people, oh, the government, United States government's never going to let Texas secede from the Union. And really, why is that? We could negotiate treaties with the United States government, tell them to just, you know, you're leasing our military bases. Why don't you just get off and we'll occupy them ourselves? We don't need you, and you're going to still pay Social Security because all of our Texas citizens invested in it. And they're not, Texas is not a communist rogue state like North Korea or Iran or any of these other places where if you live, you can't collect Social Security. Since we're not on the Secretary or Department of State's list of bad places, we can still collect Social Security. So you can get that idea out of your head. You see, we've got a comeback, researched comeback for every single thing somebody could complain about. But you see, the thing is that we have so many wimps out there that are woke, that trust the government. Two-thirds of this country bought into their lie. You got to get the jab. Get a jab. Get in there. Get a jab. Get in there. Yeah, you got to get a jab. Hey, get two. Hey, how about seven? We got seven jabs for everybody in Australia. How about that? Big Pharma got rich. Yeah, we're sitting around here eating Schwab kebabs. Yeah. Wow. Isn't that amazing? God, somebody's going to invent that, and they're going to send me the recipe. I just know it. I'm going to get an email at support at thepowerhour.com, and somebody's going to have a recipe for Schwab kebabs. I know. I tell you what, if you have a recipe, a good recipe for Schwab kebab, send it in, and we'll read it on the air. How about that? I think we may have started something here. Schwab on a skewer. I love it. All right. So moving right along. No visitor logs at Biden's White House or at any of his residences. Of course, Trump didn't like that idea. You see how irresponsible he is? Well, you know. Former Obama senior advisor David Axelrod sees President Joe Biden's mishandling of classified documents as a huge gift to Trump. See, because they, you know, well, when are they going to raid Rehoboth Beach and Wilmington? When are they going to raid all these places? When's the FBI going to show up? They're not. They're not going to show up. This whole thing is window dressing, folks. They don't want lame brain to run again in 2024. Otherwise, those bumper stickers I'm talking about, Biden Fetterman 2024, it's a no-brainer, they'd actually have some validity because neither one of them have a brain. I still have yet to hear about Fetterman's presence in the United States Senate and whether or not he's gotten up to try to make a speech. Good night, everybody. I mean, can you imagine that? Who's going to be doing his talking? His wife? We didn't elect her. This is a real problem. His own state of Pennsylvania, Lycoming County. I have been there. I love it there. It's a beautiful place. Got nice shopping malls, fairly orderly, but I mean, it's a beautiful place. Nice country out there in Lycoming. Anyway, the county of Lycoming in Pennsylvania did a hand recount of 2020 election ballots, which yielded only slight variations in the final numbers. In Lycoming, former President Trump still beats out Joe Biden with the new totals, 41,455, with seven voters fewer than the 2020 count, and Biden at 16,956 with 15 voters fewer than the original count. The results confirm the electronic voting system produces consistently accurate results. They confirm the outcome of the presidential election in Lycoming County was correct, and they confirm the vote totals were not inaccurate by thousands of votes, as was claimed. So they hand-counted them all. 60,000 paper ballots recounted across seven candidates. The county was off by 35 votes. That's it. So, just to show you, now, could that be construed as propaganda? I don't know. It'd be pretty easy to go to Lycoming County, Pennsylvania, and try and verify that now that they made these claims. Do you remember Novak Djokovic, 21-time Grand Slam tennis champion? Well, the U.S. has done it again. They've extended their ban for him for a select few who arrived by air but not on ships or overland. The shot doesn't prevent infection or transmission, but not taking it is not going to stop Novak Djokovic from playing in two key U.S. tournaments. He has natural immunity. But the Biden administration insists that non-citizens and non-immigrants receive the shot to enter the country. Whoa. Non-citizens and non-immigrants. What are all those people crossing our southern border? So much for equal protection of the law, huh? And let's talk about the number of athletes that have died since 2021. 1,696% higher than all the athletes combined from 1966 to 2004. And now CJ Harris, a singer who competed in the U.S. TV series American Idol nearly a decade ago, died over the weekend at age 31. Heart attack. Yeah. All the life-saving efforts couldn't put Humpty Dumpty back together again. Sudden death, confirmed by a spokesperson at the Walker County Coroner's Office. I wonder if they're going to do an autopsy and see whether or not they can drain his blood. If they can't because it's full of clots, you know why he had a heart attack. He probably got the jab. Anybody going to want to know that? You know, they're all sweeping it under the rug. Oh, we can't tell anybody that. No, don't bother with it. Just cremate him and let's get it over with. See, this is what a lot of these woke people are doing. They're in total jab denial. It's not a vaccine. It's emergency use authorization gene therapy. But see, you say the word in mainstream media vaccine long enough and people get indoctrinated and they think, oh, it's a vaccine. It's a vaccine. Ignore. Don't pay any attention to that man behind the curtain. Yeah. Remember that? Lions and tigers and bears. Oh, my. Yeah. And then they sit there and they fearmonger and they tell you to go out and you need to get the jab. We have bigger fish to fry out there now that that nonsense is over. Of course, you know, Biden's extended the pandemic emergency again. We really don't have an emergency. China has an emergency, and they haven't been transparent about any of it. No. The bigger problem we have to worry about is central bank digital currency. That's what we really have to worry about. It's another name for the cashless society. How do you think, seriously, it was a lesson I gave earlier we'll talk about after we come back from the break here in the Power Hour, and maybe
I'll pull a rabbit out of my hat.
Yeah. Oh man, we're having fun and games this morning with a government that's begging to be made fun of. We'll be back with more of the Power Hour after these words. Stay with us.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
break the bond to Big Pharma. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour to tell you about the powerful benefits of Strauss Heart Drops. Many people today are locked into the routine of taking multiple prescription drugs. Strauss Herb Company believes that everything the body needs is provided by nature. Strauss Heart Drops may clear congested arteries, restore damaged muscle, maintain healthy cholesterol levels, and flush toxins and metals from the body. They may even be helpful in treating varicose veins. And unlike prescription drugs that are packed with chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% natural and harness the healing power of herbs like garlic, cayenne, white willow bark, and mistletoe. For the full line of Strauss products, I urge you to call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. And remember, beware of knockoffs. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops.
With the winter months right upon us, we have decided to put together a winter wellness bundle. You get two boxes of silver lozenges, along with OptiVita Vitamin C and an OptiVita Vitamin D. Regular retail is $70.90. Now, as a winter wellness bundle for only $53. Be proactive. Increase your immune system now. Buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com or call 877-817-9829.
Listen, one of the things that was not mentioned was the Oregadent. That's for when you brush your teeth. You just take it and put your toothpaste on your toothbrush and just take a couple drops of Oregadent and put that on your toothbrush and brush your teeth. And I'm telling you, that stuff, once I brush my teeth, I don't want to eat anything for a while. Anyway, it's wonderful. So I use it a couple times a day, and your teeth really do feel so fresh. It's going to help a lot the next time I go to the dentist. So I really appreciate you giving me the heads up about that one.
Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829. Right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Hi, this is Jay at the Power Mall. I thought I would discuss an item that's very valuable to my personal health and well-being. That product is called Curcumin X4000. Its potent antioxidant properties have been shown to decrease swelling and allow us to enjoy our golden years. Take control over your health today, guys. Order Curcumin by calling 877-817-9829 or order at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
And good morning once again, 7:32 a.m. Central Time, Tuesday, January 17th, 2023. Are you still writing 2022 on your checks? Oops. That's all right. I get it. It's gonna be with you for a while. Most people, as a matter of fact, it takes them at least almost the whole month of January to stop writing 2022 on their checks. You're not alone in that game. We were talking about central digital bank currency. That's the probably one of the greater things to worry about if you're going to worry about anything, is the idea that these politicians want to use it to control you. The tech industry, I mean, everybody loves it. They're all on board with it. It's an experiment in futility. And here's the thing. Like I said before, you're the head of the household. Here's a little exercise on your family about living without. Go to the main breaker panel and flip off the 200-amp breaker. Most people have 200-amp service in their house, so go flip that breaker off. Oh, the power went out. Oh, darn, what are we going to do? And just play along and see how many hours it takes before you and the rest of the family are in each other's case. And I'm using up each other's, you know what, proverbial caca. How long is it going to take? How long are you going to be able to tolerate being without something that you've always relied on, and all of a sudden now you don't have it? Imagine that. Shut it off and see how many hours you can last without using your creative brain, without pulling out the solar generator. Oh, I don't have one. Oh, the utility will stay on. Oh, he doesn't know what he's talking about. He's just fear-mongering. Yeah, just watch the food riots in Paris. Yeah, and tell me that I don't know what I'm talking about. The electricity goes off. How long do you think it's going to be before everybody in your family, in your household, is up each other's keister? Now, take away the cash and convert it to a central bank digital currency where the globalist elite controls everything you do. And if they don't like a phone conversation you had because they're listening and you say something anti-government, well, we're just going to turn off your electricity and spoil your food. See how easy it is? We're going to see that you can't use your credit card or debit card at the grocery store this week. Flip of a switch. And you think that, oh, you know, I mean, hey, look, if they're censoring people on Twitter and Facebook and God knows what else, imagine how easy it would be to flip a switch and your family doesn't get to eat for a week. How about that? Or maybe your electricity gets shut off. Or if you're on a water utility, all of a sudden your water utility gets shut off. Imagine that. Oh, God, it's unthinkable. Why would a government do such a thing? I know. Picked a great time to quit sniffing glue. You know, here's the thing. It could happen. Unless you say no. You got to rise up and say no. What Darlene in Indiana said. She said the same thing. She called the program about a month or so ago and said, you're going to have to learn to stand up and say no. You see, I do pay attention when our callers call us up. 844-769-2944 is that number. You really think you could exist with digital currencies, with the government controlling you? Because, see, the thing is when you institute a cashless society, you are giving up several things. Financial privacy, financial freedom, free markets, and cybersecurity. The purported benefits fail to stand up to scrutiny. There's no reason for the U.S. government to issue a CBDC when the costs are so high and the benefits so low. Here's the other thing. If you turn a bunch of cash-loving citizens into paupers, what do you think is going to happen? Two words, civil war. Because anybody that knows the Constitution understands that we're supposed to be able to mint coin. And what has our government done? Usurped all that. Took us off silver and gold. Yeah, it's a pretty sad state of affairs, isn't it? Kevin in Ohio, how you doing? Can you live without cash?
Hey, that's a very tough question, but if it had no value, yeah, easily.
Well, I mean, the cash we're dealing with now doesn't have any value, does it?
Oh, no. A FERC doesn't have anything, no.
Yeah.
Definitely. There's a couple items I want to mention. One's really terrific. The first one is, I'm looking at the yesterday's France is reporting they're going to supply tanks to Ukraine.
Oh, my.
And it turns out they're going to send 14 tanks. What's, you know,
14 tanks, that's it.
Yeah, and some self-propelled artillery pieces. But isn't there the passage in the Bible that says when a man goes to build his house, then he sit down first and count the cost? And Ukraine is being supplied by all these other countries. And what are the personnel supposed to do? Learn all the languages, learn all the variety of shells and the way things work on every piece of equipment. It just can't work, you know? I mean, they're put together with patchwork against Russia that has everything controlled that they use in a war effort. And it's just this comedy of horror. That's what I was addressing. And then,
oh yeah,
I want to know, have you... Have you seen an article, Hal Turner reported this, I have to say that, about the combination of bromelain and acetylcysteine, Bromac, so they synergistically inactivate SARS-CoV-2.
Inactivate.
Have you seen this?
Well, I know that NAC, which N-acetylcysteine, I'm aware of the fact that, you know, we bought it here. And Whole Foods carries it, for those of you, because I don't know about, we have Paratrex. But I know that N-acetylcysteine has been suggested by a lot of the frontline doctors. I don't know about bromelain, but I know that N-acetylcysteine, some of people I know are taking it regularly and will probably have to do so for a good number of months to try to kick the spike protein out of their system.
This article is a real long article. And it was done in, I think it's six different places in Australia. And this paper was written in March 2021. But no one's looking at it. And
of course not.
They have to be used synergistically to inactivate. So they have to be used in combination. And bromelain's an extract of pineapple.
Oh.
People can buy the easily. Over-the-counter drugs, and I really suggest it really unfolds. It breaks the bonds of the spike protein. It more or less dissolves it because it has no longer the protein structure necessary. The two in combination attack that, and it unfolds or really destroys the spike. And this is good news. How everyone, because, you know, people we know have taken that death shot, and it started them on it, and it also destroys it in the vax or the COVID, so it's good prophylactically, too, looks
I
like.
I would anticipate. Oh, and I appreciate all of you who have been emailing support at the Power Hour, wanting information about where to order ivermectin. I just ordered 200 blister pack tabs last night. So you got to keep that supply up. It is an antiparasitic. Well, that is good news, Kevin, and I appreciate that. But all of you, I responded right away, by the way, to anybody that asked me where I get my ivermectin from, just so you know. And you do not need a doctor's prescription to get it, despite what you read. When you go to order it, just check the three boxes and move on. You don't have to put in a physician's name because no physician out there that's worth a salt is going to prescribe ivermectin. Just not going to happen. But they do want you to check the boxes as far as do you have any allergies or anything like that. So you can order the stuff. And they come in boxes of 100 quantity. I order 12 milligram and I always order two boxes. So I get 200 pills because they last you about a half a year. So, you know, if you got to spend $500 a year to maintain your health, think about how expensive it would be to go to the hospital and get treated and have a shove a ventilator. You're spending $500 to stay alive, and they're getting paid up to $300,000 to murder you. So you want to stay out of the death camp? This is, you know, right. That's my point. Whole idea, we don't want you getting harmed. We want you to use the critical thought process and get out of that cognitive dissonance state you've been in. Tim in Michigan, how are you?
Hey, I'll share with you. Moons ago, when I was 16, 17, a good friend of mine's dad, who was in the military, served as some form of a secret part of the military. Not a big deal, but I'll never forget my liberal mouth running, and he looked at me with a newspaper in his hand, and he said, 80% of what you read in this newspaper is BS. He pointed at the TV, which at that time only had three networks. He said, 100% of what you see on that TV is BS. Now, going to today, Mr. President came to West Michigan and visited a very successful company who I just happen to have a connection to.
Okay.
When he came to this very successful company, his request was women and black people only will be present. There will
Optics.
Be no white males.
Optics.
And that's why the whole point is all those years ago, you start connecting dots from, and it's like, that was 40, 50 years ago, and here it is today. It's like, and when I started getting in, I quit watching TV for the reasons you mentioned. I got sick of the male being the stupid one on the TV.
Yep.
The male, the father figure being dominated. Anyway, all that said, I quit watching it a long time ago. And when I started getting into quantum physics, mechanics, string theory, all these great minds were going, if you're watching TV, stop. Don't. It's programming you, and they know what they're doing.
And even Tim, those who are out struggling, trying to get the best part of conservative news are now forced to get off of even Fox, because I think Tucker is probably as close to where you're going to get until he opens his mouth and says the D word, democracy. You thought I was going to say doom cough. Nope, democracy. As soon as they say democracy, I'm like, okay, tune out.
Mate, one thing about Martin Luther King, I was eight years old when he was assassinated, and I remember those days. And today, the reason they killed Martin Luther King, in my opinion, was because he wouldn't riot. They wanted him to get everybody up in arms and rioting, and he wouldn't do it. And they had the goods on him, and he knew it. They had the goods on him. They had the movies. They had the videos of his lower times, let's call it. But he didn't go for it. And he would not protest. So they said, I know how to get him to protest. I'll put a bullet in Martin Luther. And it worked.
Yep. So you think James Earl Ray did it?
He was just there, probably. And if he did do it, you know, there was going to happen. That's what my opinion is on Martin Luther King, why they got rid of him.
Okay. Fair enough.
And, hey, your Texas exit, I had a small little thought on that when I heard you talking one day, and it jumped into my brain like as a truth.
Like a
when
cricket.
You guys exit from America, when you guys exit, I saw Chinese popped into my brain, and I thought, they're already there. This will be the excuse for Mexico to reclaim the land that was theirs once before, and you will be invaded by China.
We have a military that I don't think will tolerate it.
We will, and the communists in Washington will turn their back on you.
Well, you know, and see, the arguments are all over the place, Tim, because these guys can't keep their head on straight about the fact that we want a peaceful exit based on the will of the voters of the state. The problem with the hierarchy is they're all D.C.-oriented politicians. They all want to work in Washington someday, and they are willing to sacrifice the rights and freedoms and liberties of everyone in the state, because they think they have a chance at getting into D.C., and if they do anything to piss off the hierarchy, well, God forbid. And so they're stopping this at every turn, and the people are going, whoa, wait a minute. Whose side are you on here? So if you get 66%, which is the Survey USA stats, the last time they took it, trying to make us look like we're all idiots and we don't know what we're talking about, 66% of the people they surveyed said, if it was put on the ballot as a referendum, they would vote for Texas independence, 66%. So I got to like, okay, if that's the case, the will of we the people of the state of Texas is they want their republic back, because D.C. is not helping at all. And if other people would look at the situation and everybody else would do the same thing and peacefully exit, but wait a minute, their constitutions have been modified, so they can't.
Do you remember Mr. Obama threatened Texas with to shut your airspace down?
Whatever.
He wouldn't let a jet fly. Well, I mean, that's the rhetoric that's out there already.
I know.
And there's,
it is.
The Chinese troops are south of your border right now. They're there.
Yep.
They're
they
ready.
Are. And you know how many guns are in the state of Texas if they showed up here with those Red Star helmets?
You know how many guns would come out? Let me tell you something. You know how many of Patriots from Michigan will show up in Texas? Many.
I know. I know they would. Trust me, Tim. I know they would. I know. They are sick and tired of being picked on, and they want to do some good for this country. This is what I'm saying. You know, when push comes to shove, and you start seeing foreign military troops with guns roaming your streets, things are going to get real Red Dawn testy in this country. And I think that what the government is doing is trying to push us in that direction. But we're all holding our own, trying to peacefully do what is right, to walk in love, walk in God, walk in the light, until all of a sudden darkness shows up at the doorstep. And it's like, okay, you have a decision. You can capitulate, open the door, and let them take you. Or we can have a showdown. You know, what can I say?
Well,
I appreciate your input, Tim. I really do. You know, because people need to hear all of the sides of the story so they can make up their mind logistically. They got to understand. A lot of people are arguing and fighting over this whole idea about, oh, wait a minute, now that's part of the, we all took an oath to defend and protect the Constitution of the United States of America. Yeah, we did, didn't we? And our Congress, oh, leadership by example, how's that working out for you? You know, I do using the old Dr. Phil. How's that going for you? You know, so, you know, I love the arguments. I really do. And bring it. I really want everybody to bring those arguments so we can talk about them, because it's the only way we can get critical thinking going again, because people are not talking enough about stuff, and they need to be. That's why we have an open forum here. If something's bugging you, I mean, you might convince me, Tim, you might hit a point in the conversation where I go, you know what? You've got a point. Like the people in the Michigan militia, how many people would be down at our border fighting the commie pigs? Yeah, you know it. You know, you see these little green helmets with red stars on them. It's like, oh, dude, seriously? get out your potato guns, people. Yeah, it's about all you'll be able to create. You won't be able to get firearms if they try to confiscate them, right? See, we have the Second Amendment for a reason, folks. And if you don't value it now, when it comes time, you wish you did. Southwest pilots are ramping up strike vote talk. They want to keep the airline afloat. According to a January 9th video update posted on the Southwest Pilots Association, they have been fighting for 3 years to get a contract that would lock in safeguards to keep the airline's operations on an even keel and prevent pilot fatigue. Well, you know, I hate to say it, but if you would have told your pilots, you don't need to take the jab. But wait a minute. You know why you had to do it? Because Southwest, like every other air carrier, had to take on federal contracts. You had to haul for the federal government. Wow. And that's why all your pilots are getting jabbed, and those who don't want to get it, you furloughed. And now you're realizing, hey, this may not have been a smart move, because, see, the airline, if they knew that the pilot was incapacitated and they put him in the airplane anyway, imagine the lawsuits that would bankrupt that airline. I don't care if, oh, well, the government said that they're safe and effective, so we have to go with, you know, with what the government said. So we're not worried about the outcome because we'll have immunity because we did what the government directed. It was a mandate under emergency order. Really? You didn't have a brain? You couldn't think? How about canceling your federal contract and not hauling anything for the federal government? How about that? If you would get away from that, then you might not have had to follow that mandate. But you didn't. See, that's the thing about schools and every place all that federal money trickles down to. Everybody thinks they're getting free handouts from the federal government. Wrong. It doesn't work like that. There's always strings attached. There is nothing free coming out of D.C. Brady in Vegas, what's going on?
Well, you hit that one right on the head. There's nothing free out of D.C. That's pretty good. What I don't like that they're doing, though, is like on the Canadian border, that man should stay up on the northern border because we're going to be attacked on both borders from Canada, who are training the Chinese and the Iranians behind our back. And then on the southern border, we have the Mexican cartels right now doing proxy wars using Iranian soldiers that are being flown in under the cover of night. Again, yesterday, it was discovered the biggest tunnel system underneath the United States coming into California by under the border all the way through San Diego. But our government is funneling people, drugs, weapons all over the world through these tunnels. And they've been busted. But we need to stand up, and the word militia comes to mind, and I think we need to pray to God.
I appreciate that. We're out of time. We're at the break. If you want to stay on the phone, we can continue the discussion. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
An idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
I don't know where to start. There's so many products you guys offer. I think one of the first things I ever ordered from you guys was your clay. The clay is miraculous. I could not do without that. And the charcoal, you know, you can get yourself in a bathtub to kind of help take the toxins out. So just those two alone, but I could go on to the Optivita Silver Lozenges. Of course, then the Oregarest and the P73, the oil of oregano, and your Vitamir toothpaste. Again, I could go on and on and on.
Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
My husband is a welder by trade, but he grinds his welding products. And he doesn't wear a helmet or a mask to do that. And he had this cruddy stuff in his lungs, and it just wasn't going away. And I heard you one time talking about the Sera enzyme for the lungs. And my goodness, I mean, he can breathe so much easier. And I don't hear that crud in his lungs. Thank you so very much.
To find out more about this product or others like it, go to our website at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Call 877-817-9829. That number again is 877-817-9829. Jay's standing by to take your call. Now more than ever, we need your support. Buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Boost your immune system naturally this year with oil of oregano, a potent germ killer. This is the true wild oregano oil P73, a blend of edible spices of wild oregano grown on natural mineral-rich soils. Research published in the International Journal of Food Microbiology found that oil of oregano is an excellent germicide capable of killing a wide range of fungi and bacteria. Get it today by visiting thepowermall.com or calling 877-817-9829.